Spirit Radio Podcasts.
We have Pastor Solomon here in studio. It's a better place since you came along.
Oh, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Yeah. Appreciate it. God bless you.
You've been a great friend to the station over the last couple of years, Pastor Solomon. Yes. Look, here we are. We're in the season of Lent, and you're the pastor at the Christian Community Church. But before we get into talking about the bread, how did you cope with the snow? And because you were just saying something to me.
Yes, it was quite challenging. On Saturday, I text all the members of the church, got in touch with them, and told them, guys, I don't think we're going to be able to meet all together physically on Sunday, but we're going to meet online.
Yeah, yeah.
So we used Facebook Live, and we had church service. There were more people watching the church service on Sunday than we've ever had. It was really great.
Yes.
And so technology really saved the day.
Yeah, that's fantastic. You know what? We never thought of that. Our community gathering got cancelled on Sunday, and we just went for a walk. But we didn't think about a Facebook gathering. That's creative.
It was really awesome. We had a great time. Thank you,
very good. Look, here we are. It's the time of Lent. Lent can be a journey. You know, it's those 40 days. In relation to prayer during Lent, should people think of taking on some daily commitment? I mean, how do you guys kind of work with that?
I think one of the things I always tell people is if you have to give up to go up.
You have to give me that again.
You have to give up to go up. You have to give something up for you to go up.
Okay.
And that's very, very important.
Yeah, yeah.
Even Jesus said in the book of Hebrews, the Bible says, now we should lay aside every weight that easily besets us. For you to run faster, you need to declutter.
Okay.
And that's very, very important.
So run faster, you need to declutter. I want to get these one-liners. Yeah. Okay. So to run faster, you need to declutter. I like that.
Yeah, that's very important. So I think it's a pretty, for me now, I've extended my time of prayer.
Yeah, yeah.
To be able to stand in the gap for other people and intercede for them.
Yeah.
Because some people, they're having different challenges at this time.
Yeah.
So I spend more time praying for them or maybe making phone calls to check on them and say, for example, during the when we had the snow, I called about 100 people just to check on them on phone.
Wow.
I said, I'm just calling to know you are okay. Do you need anything? I'm stuck, you're stuck, but I can still talk to you.
Yeah, yeah.
I can pray for you. And I called, myself and my wife, we called over 100 people.
Yeah, fantastic.
To check on them.
Fantastic. You know what? We set up a little WhatsApp group called Spirit Freeze, and we communicated right throughout that.
Wow.
That was a lot of fun. I have to say now, it had a bit of a business orientation. Who can make it to the studio today?
That's awesome.
Very good. Okay. So, but in terms of like that daily commitment, you've got to give something up in order to move up.
You've got
to declutter to run faster. Do you have any other specific things you like to say about prayer during Lent?
I think it's important to be persistent. For example, Lent is it's not just one day, it's not 2 days.
Yeah.
It's a lot of days.
Yeah.
So for you to be able to go through the Lent period, fasting, praying, and to even get results, you need to be persistent.
Yeah, yeah.
A wise man told me years ago, he said, victory is to the persistent.
Yeah.
So it's very, very important because your body is telling you, some people to give up some food, some people to give. It's challenging because we are all creatures of habit.
Yeah.
And sometimes for us to move into new dimensions, we have to make some sacrifices.
Yeah.
And to be able to move into new dimension, you must be determined, you must be persistent. Actually, the word persistence means to continue in the face of obstacles.
Yeah.
So for you to be a victorious Christian, for you to pray and get result, you must be persistent. We must learn persistence. It's a lifelong training for us to be persistent.
Yeah.
And I've learned something about persistence myself in certain areas where I wish, you know, we live in an age where we want instant gratification, instant food, instant meal, everything is quick.
Yeah.
But nobody can hurry God up, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's a story in the Gospels, isn't there, about the woman who's banging on the door for the governor? Tell us about that.
That lady kept on to the judge. The Bible said that the judge does not fear God nor regard man.
Yeah.
But the woman kept going to her. That's in Luke chapter 18. It said, avenge me. It said, avenge. And the judge now said, he said, if I do not avenge this woman of adversaries, he said, she will wear me out. And she said, though I don't fear God and I don't regard man. He said, but this woman's persistence will wear me out. And for that reason, she helped the woman.
Yeah.
And Jesus went on to say, how much more will your father answer you if you're persistent. I'm going to tell you a story. I don't know, the story about the Chinese bamboo tree. The Chinese bamboo tree, this tree, we are told that when you plant the seed, you water it like any other thing, you nurture it, the first year, you will not see anything. The second year, you will not see anything. The third year, you will not see anything. The fourth year, you will not see anything. But the fifth year, within 6 weeks, it will grow into 80-foot tree.
Wow.
The Chinese bamboo. But assuming the person that planted it gave up within the first 4 years.
Yeah.
So we can learn persistence, patience, and persistence through this tree.
So Lent is not just about, you know, starting on Ash Wednesday. It's about seeing the journey through.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, it's very, very important. Jesus encourages us to be persistent. And God has never given up on us.
Yeah.
He's the master teacher. On persistence.
Yeah, fantastic.
You know, he has never given up on any one of us. He said, whosoever comes to me, I will in no wise cast him out.
Yeah, fantastic. Okay, listen, so there we are. There's a big encouragement for us to stick with it, you know, stick with the program. A couple more one-liners. Here's one from me. No pain, no gain.
No pain, no gain. You know, we cannot see. Jesus said, he said, in this world, you will face tribulation. Yeah. He said, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. You see, Christianity does not exclude us from challenges.
Yeah.
But it gives us divine plus.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah,
we have an advantage.
Yeah, and then of course there's the other one, his pain, our gain. There we go. Hallelujah. That's the other side of it.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's awesome. I like that.
Hey, we're on a roll here.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, Pastor Solomon, it's a joy to have you here with us. And any updates just on how your church is going there in Arco?
We're doing great. Last month, God enabled us to be able to bless. We bless the live boat. Every month we try and bless one charity in our town.
Okay.
And we bless the live boat in January. Yeah. And in February, we blessed the Arklow Tidy Towns.
Okay.
We're trying to get a new van for the work they're doing.
Okay.
And this Sunday, one of my friends is coming from Italy. He's coming from Verona, Italy. He's Pastor Emmanuel. He's coming to preach and share the word of God with us on fruitfulness, how to be fruitful. Yeah. So we're gonna have a great time. We're looking forward to a great time on Sunday. So if anybody's around the Arklow area, join us at Arklow Bay Hotel. 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah, fantastic, fantastic. Listen, Pastor Solomon Araboto, it's a joy to have you in studio. Look forward to having you again at some stage soon.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.